coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bell tolls. The bell tolls for freedom right now. I want you to take a close listen to Judge Napolitano's words.
In the long history of the world, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its maximum hour of danger. You are that generation. This is your role. Now is that time. Freedom must be defended from every assailant in every corner of this country, from outside the country, from inside the country, and especially from the government that wants to take it away from us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats on Capitol Hill have our Constitution under incredible assault right now as you and I meet today on Armed American Radio, and they are turning the sound of the bell of freedom from that to this. Pay very close attention. Pay very close attention. We'll update you as things progress. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Welcome to the broadcast. Ooh, and lots of fun, a whole bunch of stuff to cover today on Armed American Radio. First off, let's do this. Let's give two huge welcomes tonight. Power Talk 1420 WDJA, Delray Beach, Boca Raton, and the Palm Beaches. Finally, you are on the Armed American Radio Network, and your prescription for freedom has been filled. Welcome to the broadcast. It is great to be there in my adopted home state of Florida. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. News Talk 1440 Keys, K-E-Y-S. News Talk 1440 K-E-Y-S in Corpus Christi, Texas. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. Oh, man. Great to have you. Let's get some technical stuff out of the way real quick before we go into this broadcast and a whole bunch of fun stuff to discuss. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Every single week here on Armed American Radio, where we're talking about freedom, where freedom rings here. And folks, let me remind you this. Let me pump you up here a little bit. Freedom is under assault right now on Capitol Hill. There's no question about that. The Constitution is under assault right now, more so than it's ever been in our lifetimes. But let me remind you of this. Americans are a free people. Americans will fight for liberty and freedom, and it starts in November. And Washington has been put on notice. We are awake. We are watching you. We're paying very close attention. We see what you're doing. We know the shenanigans. We smell it. And we will prevail. Freedom will prevail, folks. It always does. It always will. That's what we do as a people. Having said that, welcome to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Let's get started. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Should you wish to participate in the broadcast, Palm Beaches, Delray, Corpus Christi, Boca Raton, let's hear from you today. Lots going on. I've got a slew of great guests coming in here in Florida. We're going to talk to you a little bit from the Second Amendment Coalition of Florida. We've got David Wood going to be here in just a few minutes, actually. He's blinking on the screen here. We'll bring him in just a minute. Dr. Bruce Eimer, with no further ado, regular listeners of the broadcast remember Dr. Bruce Eimer. He brings infinite wisdom from Personal Defense Solutions and, let's just bring him in. Bruce, welcome to Armed American Radio, my man. Let's just get you right in here.
Hello, my friend. I don't know about infinite wisdom, but hopefully some after 56 years on this planet.
It's infinite. I'm younger than you.
Thank you.
Hey, Bruce, let's get started, shall we?
I'm ready.
Good. Mark@armedamericanradio.org if you want to bring emails into the studio. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARMark also gets you in. 877-956-9566. Bruce, we've got, you and I talk all the time. On air, off air, all the time. We're close friends. Absolutely. And we always touch on a number of fun subjects. We're not going to mess with the healthcare debate tonight. We'll leave that to the pundits and the talking heads all week. This is Armed American Radio, where we talk about freedom and the right to defend your life, the right to carry a concealed weapon in defense of your life, and the right to use that weapon in the event it becomes necessary to defend your life. That's the mantra of this program, Bruce. And as you know, for our new listeners, I want them to understand that the Second Amendment is not open for debate on this program. Delray Beach, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, the Palm Beaches in beautiful Southeast Florida, Corpus Christi, Texas, and listeners all across the nation, the Second Amendment is not open for debate. The other side doesn't have a voice on this program. If you want to hear what they have to say, pick up any liberal rag newspaper anywhere in the country, turn on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and in some cases Fox News, and listen to their dribble. We do not debate it here. This is our time. This is your time. This is my time. We don't give one split second to them. And Bruce, how many times have you heard me say that?
Oh, infinitely. Infinitely. But by the way, you know, this is about health care. Being armed, having the right to carry, having the right to keep and bear arms is about health care.
It is. It's actually the ultimate form of health care, is it not?
Absolutely, because if that ultimate form of health care, which is your life, self-preservation, is not protected, then the discussion about health care, there's no point about it, right?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the infinite wisdom that we're going to hear throughout the 3 hours tonight with Dr. Bruce Eimer, and we're going to cover a lot with him. Bruce, you know, we have an awful lot to cover, and we've got the Second Amendment Coalition of Florida. And for our listeners in Florida, my adopted home state, where I spent many years down in Hillsborough County, let's just bring in David Wood, shall we? You want to get right to the meat of it?
Absolutely. I look forward to meeting him.
Let's bring him in. David Wood, welcome to Armed American Radio. You are on the broadcast in beautiful Southeast Florida. How are you today?
I'm okay. Good evening.
Yeah, it is a pleasure to have you with us. Listen, Florida, you know, Florida is always recognized, at least by many people, if you look at any of the gun forms and the boards, and, you know, Florida's the Mac Daddy of guns, of gun rights in the U.S., you know, the 1987 laws.
It's definitely one of the better states.
It definitely is. Yeah. So I don't think of, because we highlight the grassroots efforts here on Armed American Radio state by state, and we're working our way across the country. We're going to be talking with some folks up at Montana Shooting Sports Association today as well, too, about a number of goings-on, and we're also going to go back to Oregon Firearms Federation. But when one thinks of Florida, they think of a free gun state, David. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what is it that what does Florida have left to fight for, my man?
Well, we've got plenty to left to fight for. Open carry would be one thing.
Bingo.
In addition to that, this 10th Amendment memorial that we're fighting for to try to reassert states' rights. I mean, right now we've got the federal government is so encroaching on all of states' rights that unless we set up some kind of a firewall between the states and the federal government, we're just going to get run right over. This health care bill is a perfect example of that. You know, they're coming at us from every blinking angle. We've got a number of bills up there in Tallahassee right now. The 10th Amendment resolution is one of them, or actually in this state it's called a memorial. Also, the Firearms Protection Act, which right now unfortunately is stalled in the House, but it's still alive in the Senate, and I'm going to get a little more detail on that Tuesday. But I think it's something we can potentially push through, and also there's other states' rights sort of issues up there. One is to protect us against the health care bill.
Well, you know, you guys, Florida tends to set an example across the country. Of course, we all know what happened in 1987 when Florida, with its landmark concealed carry laws, which have since then swept the nation. Marion Hammer with the, you know, a number of issues regarding, in fact, let me tell everybody now, Marion Hammer, I've spoken with Marion Hammer this week. She has agreed to be a guest on Armed American Radio, and we'll bring her to you very soon. Check armedamericanradio.org, and we'll keep you posted. Facebook.com, you go check out Armed American Radio there, and you'll get up-to-the-minute information on upcoming guests. But, you know, the guns in the workplace is one that she's worked very hard for.
The Navy was in 2006, the reassertion of the castle doctrine, where you basically don't have to retreat anymore.
And, you know, we all know what happened with that one, too. That one also swept the nation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so Florida has been at the forefront of good gun legislation across the United States for a number of years, and I anticipate that continuing to happen. That music means that we've got just a few seconds left. You guys stick around. Bruce Eimer, I'm Mark Walters, David Woods, Second Amendment Coalition of Florida. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
We'll be right back.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, where I'm going to give out Bonehead of the Week Award number one. Check this out, folks. This appeared in the Beaufort Gazette, South Carolina, Beaufort, South Carolina. And it was a letter to the editor, amendments intent no longer relevant today. As a country, we have lost our sense and gone bananas over the right to keep and bear arms, as stated in the Second Amendment. The purpose of this amendment was clearly to be able to raise an army quickly when the country had no standing army. The British were still on our doorstep, as evidenced by their try to regain their colonies in 1812. In those days, wars were fought with single-shot muzzle-loaded rifles. If I had my druthers, I would repeal the Second Amendment and replace it with local laws that described when and how the populace can own a gun, what type of gun they can own, where they can keep them, and where and when they can use them. It makes no sense to me to openly wear a sidearm on your hip and be allowed to walk into Starbucks or even maybe a bank. Bob Wiederhorn, Sun City, Hilton Head. Bob Wiederhorn, you are a bonehead. Bonehead of the week number one. And the McDonald case is going to whack you upside the head with a rolled up copy of the U.S. Constitution. Congratulations on winning Bonehead of the Week number one. We have three more boneheads this week, folks, and we also have three champions of freedom to compliment them. 877-956-9566, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARmark. And we're back with Bruce Eimer and our guest David Wood. Bruce, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, let's get back to David. David, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Okay.
Let's start with this. Tell listeners nationwide where they can go and find you on the web.
Well, it's at, www.sacfla.org.
And that is www.sacfla.org. And I'm on the website now. You've got a great website. And you talk about a number of things. Let's talk first off about the open carry issue in Florida. Florida, in an unusual way, so much on the forefront of gun rights across the nation for so many years, but Florida's pretty archaic when it comes to open carry. Tell listeners what happens, especially Florida listeners, about open carry in Florida, as in the fact that there is none.
Well, it was taken away some time ago, and it's never been re-attempted as far as I'm aware of. It's something that we have to put somewhat of a push on. I mean, unfortunately, there's so many other issues here right now that are kind of standing in the way or have a little bit of a higher priority, and among them are the reassertion of states' rights. I mean, we have a freight train in the federal government that's trying to run over us. And then, unless we put some kind of brakes or some kind of barriers in front of them, they are going to run right over us.
Well, they, in fact, are. They're doing it right now as we speak. However, as I said at the opening of the hour, I believe, Bruce, you correct me if I'm wrong, but Americans will fight for liberty and freedom. And to quote George Hill, who will be on later in the broadcast, the godfather of blog, the godfather of Glocks, the mad ogre himself, that we have an amazing vehicle here, David, in the Constitution that allows us to fight in the form of a voting booth. And, of course, you know, the Democrats have been put on notice come November that they're going to see a political fight that they've never seen before, because they are doing exactly what you said. It's a runaway freight train right now, David. So your focus, first off, is going to be the 10th Amendment issue, correct?
Well, definitely. The 10th Amendment issue and the Firearms Freedom Act, and actually, because the health care bill is such a threat, also the health care protection bill, too. Those three things are things that we have to focus on here in Florida. I mean, we're basically in a very intense defensive mode right now. I mean, government is running over us. And if we don't stop federal government from, if we don't get the states to grow a backbone, if we don't get these states to grow a backbone and stand up and recognize their sovereignty, then I don't have an optimistic outlook for this country.
You know, that's a bold statement and one that we hear a lot, and we're hearing it from people. I mean, I have interviewed on this program many, many times governors, candidates for governor, candidates for sheriff. I've had Sheriff Mack on here. He'll be back on April 18th.
Now, he's got a great program.
Yes.
And that's one thing that we're trying to do and a lot of other groups are trying to do is educate sheriffs, because they've more or less becoming federalized to a great degree if they allow them, they allow themselves to become federalized. And as a consequence, they are no longer have the strength and power that they once had.
Well, sheriffs are elected officials, and so they have to be concerned about their constituency. They want to get reelected, and they need to be aware of and be sensitive to the opinions of the people
right.
that they represent.
Right, but in the Constitution, there is no there's no allowance for enforcement. The citizens are the people that have to enforce the Constitution. And we don't have enough people that are woken up yet. A lot of people are waking up. A lot more people are waking up. But unless we get a larger group of people to wake up and practically storm the sheriff's office, storm Tallahassee, forget the federal government. They're the mafia on steroids as far as I'm concerned. They're more or less a lost cause. Our battle has to be on the state level.
I agree. I agree 1,000%. And you're seeing a tremendous grassroots effort across the United States right now in a number of different areas. But the states' rights sovereignty, number one, you're seeing the states begin to push back against the federal government in anticipation of a takeover of 1/6 of the U.S. economy, which, let's face it, they're going to pass the bill tonight, and Obama's going to be as giddy as all giddy can be.
He's going to be smiling and laughing a lot.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. So turn the news off, you know, watching these guys have fun. It's crazy. But, you know, here there, this is something that has been, you know, he's a figurehead. They have been instilling this progressive movement, these liberal ideals for, you know, years and years and years. And in a lot of sense, we've been asleep at the wheel and allowed it to happen. Fortunately, I believe that Americans will wake up. Now, we've got to come into a break here, go into a break here in just a couple of seconds. But before we do, David, I want to let people know that they can catch you at www.sacfla.com/Second Amendment Coalition of Florida. Now, folks, especially down in South Florida, you know, with most other gun groups, you do not have to be a resident to join these grassroots organizations. Okay? Get involved. Pick the phone up, make a donation, do whatever you have to do, and get involved. David, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio today. It's been a pleasure, and we will talk with you again as things progress, especially as we go through June and back up with the Supreme Court decision. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm here with Bruce Simon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. keep your car performing at its peak all winter, make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. Go to My PC. Use Go to My PC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. my producer during the break, killing me. They're running some weather. Anyway, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We've got some emails coming in. We'll get to some of those shortly. I'm joined by Dr. Bruce Eimer. Bruce, welcome back to the broadcast.
Hey, Mark.
We have a lot to talk about. I've got 4 more boneheads lined up, and I've got some emails that are popping in right now relative to bonehead. It's Cam Edwards, of course, from the NRA, read an op-ed by some bonehead college president in Georgia. Can't remember what his name was. Hope he is one of this week's winners. That's from Marshall in Shreveport, Louisiana. Marshall, I appreciate you sending that in. If you can find out who that is, send me a link to that, and we may add it to the pile. We had 5 of them. To our new listeners, the boneheads of the week, the Bonehead of the Week award goes out to the stupidest comments made by anti-gunners and freedom haters across the country. And I'm telling you, Bruce, it's like they line up right up to showtime with their arms in the air, you know, like they're in school going, ooh, pick me. You wouldn't believe some of the stupid comments I see coming up. Listen to this one, Bruce. You'll like this.
Yeah.
McDonald poised to sign dangerous gun legislation. Now, this is referring to Virginia. Okay, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell has until April 12th, Bruce, to take action on 3, according to the Richmond Times PR Newswire here, 3 unpopular gun bills. I guess that would be unpopular depending on which side you sit. But they've passed SB 334, 408, and HB 1217. But this one in particular refers directly to the guns. You know, in Virginia, where I spent a number of years and went to college, in fact, in Virginia, has this very bizarre law that when you walk into a restaurant, Bruce, that serves alcohol, that you have to openly display your firearm. So
I've been there.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I've been there and done that.
And it's really silly. Arizona had something similar to that too, where you open your coat in a bar, legal. Walk outside, close your coat.
Right.
Concealed
right.
is legal. Walk in. If you walk inside with your coat closed, you're committing a crime. It's just screwy.
Right.
So
in
they're
Texas,
fixing.
They have 51% of their sales of consumable alcohol is 51% or above. It's illegal to carry a gun into the establishment. But if it's 50%, it's okay.
And now what you have to do, I guess you got to carry calculators in and check food sales and
right.
all this. I'm being facetious, obviously.
On the vest, in the vestibule.
Right. What's your percentage? Can I see your books before I walk in?
Right, right.
Anyway, this is the Virginia Beach Police Chief, Jake Jacox. Now, this is great. I love this, and I want to get your comment here. Listen to what he says. We can fully expect that at some point in the future, a disagreement that today would likely end up in a verbal confrontation or a bar fight will inevitably end up with gunfire if you sign this legislation into law. And this was a letter that he wrote to the governor urging him not to sign the bill. Well, Jake, let me educate you there on something there, Police Chief Virginia Beach, Jake Jacox. That's already happening. That happens because of criminals. It's what criminals do.
Stupid is a stupid dog.
Right. Law-abiding. You see, these people don't understand law-abiding citizens. This guy still believes it's the old blood running in the streets. It's going to be the OK Corral. We're going to have Wild West shootouts. Okay, which, by the way, is a Hollywood myth. I might like to remind you that, they didn't face off in the streets. Hollywood's done a good job
of
warping
their brains.
Back
in the Wild West, the Wild, Wild West, which is a myth, they actually knew a lot more about cover than a lot of people know today.
Sure, they did.
Cover and concealment.
Sure, they did. Okay, so for those boneheaded comments, I guess he just doesn't already think that that's already happening in Virginia.
Well, we have to remember that chiefs of police are political appointees.
Bingo. Thank you very much for pointing that out. That's the difference between a sheriff and a chief of police. The sheriff, who rules the county, is an elected official. All right, and we got, speaking of sheriffs, Lieutenant Hunt running for San Diego County Sheriff. Will be on Armed American Radio next week, and he's good. He's very good. In fact, he'll be speaking at the Second Amendment March, and we'll talk about that in a little bit when we go into some detail there about some new stuff. But for that boneheaded comment, Virginia Beach Police Chief Jake Jacox, you are bonehead number two. And Bruce, they never cease to amaze me. I kid you not. It's like they line up.
They want to be heard. They believe that what they have to say makes sense, and they're coming from a whole different base of assumptions.
Well, you have critiqued liberalism here. I guess I should let listeners know that you are a clinical psychologist.
Last I checked, yes.
Last you checked, okay. And we've talked with you a number of times about getting into the criminal mind and the criminal psyche and what makes people do the things they do and what makes them tick. And I know you're doing some work now. Are you doing inside the prison work now?
I do a little bit of that. I do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I do a little bit of everything.
Okay. And, of course, Personal Defense Solutions and expert trainer and all that fun stuff and author a number of books. PersonalDefenseSolutions.net. Let's get your website out there so people can go and check out what it is you do. But we've had some fascinating conversations, and our newest listeners will come to know you as we progress and as they continue to listen every week, and we have you on to cover a wide array of different topics. But you've analyzed liberalism in your mind, and I say liberalism in the sense as it pertains to the gun control freaks.
Yes.
And let's give you a prime example, which I use on a fairly regular basis because it just astounds me. Paul Helmke of the Brady Campaign. Astounding. When George Bush's administration allowed national park carry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, we had a liberal activist federal judge overturn it, or I guess should say what an injunction against
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was attached to credit card legislation, and it slid right through, and Obama signed it because he's desperate for a legislative victory. And, if I was a one-term president, I would be desperate too, so I can't fault him there. And I also have to give him a hats off. He's not doing anything he didn't say he wasn't going to do during the campaign. You were asleep at the wheel. So don't complain now. You were asleep at the wheel if you pulled that lever. So anyway, credit card, you know, they attached it to the credit card legislation. Obama signed it into law. And in February of this year, of course, carry, lawful carry by concealed carry permit holders is now lawful in national parks. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul Helmke comes out and he says, you know, of course he does, because it has the word guns in it, and he can't stand guns because he's a hoplophobe, mm-hmm. which means what?
Means that he's afraid of weapons. That's basically the definition of hoplophobia, fear, irrational fear of weapons.
Irrational. Irrational fear of guns, irrational fear of weapons. And he makes the following boneheaded statement, and I believe he did win the Bonehead of the Week award for this. He says, we do not need any more dangerous people with guns in our national parks. And I thought, well, surely he's making a mistake. Paul Helmke can't possibly be that much of a bonehead. Well, he is, because he repeated it a number of times. Mm-hmm. See, what happens is they let the truth and their hypocrisy escape mm-hmm. from time to time, Bruce. And what happened in this particular case was, let's go back and analyze that comment. The bill that was signed into law allows lawful concealed carry permit holders who have been fingerprinted, in most cases trained, mm-hmm. who have had their backgrounds checked by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in the case of Georgia state agencies, the GBI, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And they pass these checks to exercise a constitutional right, mm-hmm. all right? Topic for another show.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that Paul Helmke is referring to. Mm-hmm. He's referring to you, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen. He's referring to you as a law-abiding citizen. Florida concealed carry permit holders, he's referring to you. You are the dangerous person with a gun that he doesn't need any more of in the national parks. As if criminals pay any attention.
Right. It's like, doesn't he understand the word lawful abiding citizen? You know, how does he not understand that?
Well, I got slapped pretty good, Bruce, by a listener who contacted me after I gave him the Bonehead Award that particular time, you know, and this was months back. Mm. And he said, hey, man, you're not getting it. I'm surprised, Mark, that you, of all people, are not getting it. This isn't about gun control. This is about free. This isn't about crime control with these folks, I should say. This is about controlling your freedoms. And that's what this is about. And that's what we're witnessing in Washington right now. This is not about health care. This is about freedom. It's about you being a free man and a free woman, and they don't like it. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, joined by Dr. Bruce Eimer, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We're talking about guns, ammunition. Isn't that beautiful?
Yep,
Bruce,
yep.
You got to love that guy.
Oh, yeah, his voice is awesome. It's awesome. But can we get back for a moment to what we were talking about as far as like what liberals believe and...
Yes.
You know, I've done some analysis of what
but I need you. But I need you to hold 1 second. I'll tell you why. Because we have a phone call from Willow, Alaska.
Oh.
Florida to Alaska. Man, when we say coast to coast and all points in between, we mean it. Jerry. Yeah, Jerry in Willow, Alaska. Welcome to Armed American Radio. You want to talk about states' rights, my friend?
Yes, Mark, I do.
Bring it on, brother. What's the weather up? What's the weather like up there real quick?
Well, right now it's sunny.
Sunny in what?
Oh, I don't know, probably in the low 40s, early or high 30s, early 40s, somewhere
okay.
in there.
Okay, all right, good. About normal for this time of year?
Yeah, kind of. Right. You know, Alaska weather's like, can I relate a little thing here that happened to me?
Sure.
Here about 20-some-odd years ago, I was up north of here hunting, and I run into an old guy up there, and we got to talking, and I said, well, you've been in this country, looks like, for a long time. I said, what do you think is going to happen this winter? And he looked at me just as serious as ever, and he says, Sonny, he says, I've been in this country for 9 to 50 years, and I learned one thing. I said, what's that? He said, I don't predict the weather.
There you go. Al Gore does. I was going there. I just wanted you to poke Al Gore in the eye. We love poking Al Gore in the eye on this show, okay?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't
yeah,
on that
one. Don't even get started. Jerry,
don't
talk started. To us.
No, I'd like to hang the SOB.
Talk to us, brother. What do you got going on here?
Anyway, I'm 75 years old.
Oh, congratulations.
So I've been around a day or two.
You're
when
an officer,
I was going to school... In high school, they taught the Constitution, of course, and the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. And as I understood it, and then after and over the years, I read the Constitution every once in a while just to refresh myself. But it seems to me that the original Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, is the law of the land. And in that the article in the Constitution, in that bit, it says those rights those privileges, I can't remember anyway.
Privileges and immunities.
Rights.
to the federal government are then given to the states or to the people, respectively.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in my mind, and the way it was taught back then, the states can have their own constitution, will have their own constitutions, of course, because they're basically separate entities from each other. But they cannot be more restrictive than the Constitution. They can, you know, they have, the Constitution is the law of the land. It didn't say the law of the federal government. They said it was the law of the land,
mm-hmm.
which makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So these arguments that these people are putting out that they have the rights to be more restrictive on these things because the states aren't, that's a federal law and these are state laws, that's a bogus argument.
Well, it is a bogus argument, and you're going to see this battle. The Constitution is under incredible assault right now, Jerry.
I know it is.
Incredible assault right now. In fact,
I'm speaking right now. The House is going to vote on this bloody health care bill.
Well, you know what? Let them. I said this at the beginning of the program, and I mean it, that you know, Americans will fight. They will stand up, and they will fight for what's right. This country is a country of patriots. Sometimes it takes a long time to turn the battleship around. All
yep.
right. But Americans will fight for freedom. And the Constitution has a built-in vehicle.
Yep.
Okay. And that battle will begin. What's already begun. But come November, you're going to start to see how it manifests itself.
My biggest fear, Mark, is this clown we have for a president is going to end up putting us by hook or by crook somehow under martial law and void the Constitution.
Well, you know, that's...
I don't know that that's the truth. Those are my thoughts about the...
Jerry, you're not alone in
the potential
in that
for that is there.
Well, what's... Yeah.
And his approach to this has been totally power all the way through.
Well, sure it is. He's a figurehead. What he is, he's a figurehead. This has been an encroachment on freedom that's been, you know, America and the Constitution have been under assault for you know, the last 40 years predominantly.
Right.
It has gotten very bad. And we happen to be living in a very fascinating time. We're living in a time in our lifetimes that, you know, we're seeing 233 years of this come to a head in our lifetimes. And the Democrats are, you know, they're cutting their own political necks here. And it's going to be fun to watch. Don't get all agitated about it. Enjoy it. Watch what happens.
I'm not agitated about it, but I would like to see one thing happen in the process of doing that. I'd like to see George Soros deported.
Well, yeah.
He's not a naturalized citizen.
No, and there's a lot of stuff. For, you know, listen, it's kind of like this. You live in a beautiful place. Enjoy it. Don't, you know, I hate to, it's tough to watch the news anymore. It really is. And you live in a good, free state. I'd love to have the carry laws that you have in Alaska here where I'm at. You know, Vermont has those. There's a push on in Arizona for that right now. Open carry is steamrolling.
I think a lot of the other states are starting to wake up to the fact that, you know, they're being trampled on very severely by a federal government that is not, by Constitution, have that right.
You have over 20 states right now asserting themselves under sovereignty, and you have a total of 5 states right now that have signed into law firearms protections, Firearm Freedom Protections Act. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. And did you ever think that we would see this in our lifetimes 18 to 24 months ago? Absolutely not. The states are putting the federal government on notice. Get out of my business. It's happening in our lifetimes, and it's fascinating.
Wally Hickel was our governor up here for a while, and he started the program. He sued the federal government for states' rights, and the guy that came in and replaced him killed that lawsuit. That lawsuit should have been allowed to stand. But then again, you know, it was a Democrat that went in there, so a guy named Tony Knowles. He's very familiar with him.
You're going to see the voting booth, and you're going to see the sleeping giant. It's happening right now. It's happening in front of your eyes. Jerry, first of all, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it enjoy it. I'm glad you're listening to us up in Alaska. By the way, just so you know, we will be adding the Kenai Peninsula to the Armed American Radio broadcast, and when we have the start date, we'll let you know. You can check www.armedamericanradio.org. Bruce, you with me?
I am.
Okay. You got a good connection there? Okay, great. You know, he brings up a number of points. It's fascinating to me that the states' rights issue, it blows my mind. I mean, did you ever think that we would see this in our lifetimes?
I really hadn't expected that our federal government would turn into the circus that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, it is really something.
My wildest dreams, really didn't create that picture. And, sometimes, reality is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's really nuts. But the timing is really good because we have the Second Amendment March coming up April 19th, folks. April 19th, if there's any way you can get to Washington, be
there. It's actually happening in a lot of states. There's in April, there are Second Amendment marches going on in many states at state capitals.
That is correct, in conjunction with the national.
Exactly. And it's a very grassroots thing.
SecondAmendmentMarch.com, SecondAmendmentMarch.com. I'll be speaking there. There'll be a number of speakers there. Susanna Hupp will be there. Sheriff Mack will be there. Lieutenant Hunt running for pro-gun candidate in San Diego County, California. Boy, wouldn't that be nice to see. We've just confirmed is going to be speaking. And the fun part is this broadcast, Armed American Radio, will be broadcasting live from the Salem Radio Network studios in Washington, D.C. to officially kick off the Second Amendment March the following day. The program will be heard at its regular time across the country, and we will be bringing in a parade of speakers who will be appearing with me and others at the march in D.C. on the monument the very next day, April 19th. So that will be on April 18th's broadcast. That's going to be an awful lot of fun, Bruce.
Absolutely.
And listen, when we come back after the upcoming break here in just a few minutes, I want to get back with your definition of liberalism there. I didn't want to cut you off. I hated to do that, but I had a call in there from Alaska, and I wanted to take that. Jerry has, he's on a big time difference from where I am. Mm-hmm. And he's called in here a couple times. I think it was him, and at different hours, and we were unable to get him on, so I'm glad he did that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sounds good. It's always great to hear from somebody from Alaska. Alaska's a great state.
It's a free state.
It's a free state, and it's a place where people can basically live their lives and not have to constantly worry about being, watched by the government because it's so big and so vast.
Wait until you hear, ladies and gentlemen, what comes up. We're going to get a follow-up from, as we get a little closer to Alaska in Oregon, from Kevin Starrett, who's going to be joining us later on in the second hour to give us an update on an absolutely unbelievable story that unfolded over the past couple weeks in Portland. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around with us. We've got another great lineup coming up Montana Shooting Sports Association. I'm Mark Walters with Dr. Bruce Eimer. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.